Many of us had childhood heroes, and for Gordon, it was the famous Buffalo Bill. What he might never have imagined was how he would eclipse the fame of the legend. The story of a man named Gordon, but better known as someone else, is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on machinerypete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on machinerypete.com. Visit machinerypete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Gordon Lilly was born in Illinois in 1880. As a boy, he was captivated by Wild West novels and loved to watch cowboy performers like Buffalo Bill. At the age of 19, he moved to Pawnee, Oklahoma, home of the Pawnee Nation.
After learning the Pawnee language, he actually was brought on board by the Buffalo Bill Wild West show as the Pawnee interpreter for the Pawnee tribe, and that happened in 1883 when he was 23 years old.
The young man was now an Indian interpreter for the Wild West show he idolized as a kid.
He had a great respect for their language, their religion, pretty much everything that they did. He would dress up as a Pawnee Indian. He would get his nickname Pawnee Bill from the tribe during that time period.
Anna Davis is an historical interpreter at the Pawnee Bill Ranch and Museum. It was here that Gordon grew a business that led to opening his own Wild West show in 1888 that rivaled Buffalo Bill.
It just so happened that in that year, Buffalo Bill had traveled to Europe with his show, and Pawnee Bill was very fortunate that the performer that everybody knows as Annie Oakley didn't want to go with the show at that time, so she stayed in America with Pawnee Bill's Wild West show for their very first year.
Pawnee Bill's Wild West show grew in popularity in the 1890s, and by 1908, he had a chance to once again work with his idol, Buffalo Bill.
He approached the people who had owned the Buffalo Bill Wild West show and purchased the entire operation for about $100,000. They went on the road as equal partners. They called it the Two Bills Show, and it would tour America until 1913, when the entire operation finally went bankrupt.
One of the biggest factors in Pawnee Bill's success was the lady he married, a woman from the big city who became one of the greatest Western performers of all time. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Pawnee, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCray.